Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
All right, we are back on Play Tessie for episode 253. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Before we get going, hit that subscribe button, rate 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. It helps us out a ton when you guys subscribe, so we really appreciate it when you do that. You can find us on YouTube on WEEI's channel. You can subscribe there. You can also hit the thumbs up button on all of our Play Tessie videos, which can be found in the Play Tessie playlist. And then subscribe on all the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. So I'm here with Sammy. But we're also joined by a very special guest, the newest member of the Boston Red Sox, first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. It was really good to get him on. And one thing that I feel like people don't get when they listen to this podcast, you don't know my first name. I'm Gordo. I'm Gordo. My first name is Nat, which is short for Nathaniel. So it's kind of, I don't know. It's great to have a Nathaniel brother on the team, and it was great that we got to interview him right away. I told him, you know, my name is Nathaniel, and there's very few of us. We talked about it in the interview. It was good.
There was a clear bond when you two met and realized you had the same name. He was very happy. He was like, oh, my God, I've never met a person in my life with the name Nate before.
Yeah.
He was like, what a name, man.
Yeah.
This is crazy. He was freaking out. We had to calm him down. Dude, listen. We got an interview to do. I mean, no, jokes aside, great guy.
Yeah.
Super nice. Super willing to do the interview. Good ball player, too.
Yeah, we're excited. We'll talk a little bit of what the signing means and everything. Nate, Nathaniel Lowe, whichever name you want to call him. Both work.
Oh, by the way, we're also recording live right now from Fenway Park, which is a cool little twist. We don't normally do that. We're normally at home or in the studio.
Yeah.
This is a nice little backdrop.
Yeah, it's
except
nice.
Except we got the Orioles warming up, not the Red Sox.
They're like throwing baseballs right now.
Yeah, it can't be perfect.
Yeah, but let's get into this interview. We'll meet him on the back end. We'll talk some Nate Lowe. We'll talk some Sox. I still don't know. I'll probably try to keep calling him Nathaniel just because it's, you know, there's probably not going to be.
He didn't seem too picky.
No, he did not. But we get into that in the interview. So let's hit him right up with it. Here's our interview with new Red Sox first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. All right, we're here with new Red Sox first baseman Nathaniel Lowe. First off, welcome to Boston.
Thank you.
Yeah. Tell me about how it happened. Like, what made you pick Boston? Like, how excited are you to be dropped into a playoff chase? Like, playing in this ballpark, like, it's something else. So what are your emotions coming here?
Just excitement, honestly. Like, I got DFA'd Thursday, and then I'm here. I get an at-bat last night on Monday, so it's a quick turnaround. But it's really cool to go from a position where I was to now a position to really contend.
Yeah.
What's it like joining a new team in the middle of the season? Like, what are the things you have to adjust to that you're not used to here?
Well, you got to be respectful of everybody else's role first off, because these guys have worked hard to put themselves in this position. But, you know, I'd like to step in and contribute too. So there's a whole lot of new things to learn, but I'm excited for the opportunity.
Have they caught you up on the dugout celebrations yet?
No, not yet.
They got like the airplane celebration. You gotta ask them about it. They'll tell you about it.
I don't know what the airplane celebration means, but I got to get a hit first and then I'll figure it out.
They almost like died on a team flight.
Maybe, okay.
Allegedly.
Okay.
But, okay. Your name is Nathaniel.
Yes.
My name is Nathaniel. There aren't many of us.
Yeah.
You shortened it to Nate. Tell me about why you shortened it to Nate. And you said you're officially Nathaniel. Why are you officially Nathaniel?
Well, my parents named me Nathaniel. And my immediate family calls me Nathaniel. And, yeah, when I got to college, I introduced myself as Nathaniel. And someone said, well, it's nice to meet you, Daniel. And I went, well, that's not my name. So Nate just kind of came out. But my parents definitely don't call me Nate. But I respond to a lot of names.
So there's a lot of young guys on this team. You look around, it's a young locker room just in general.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of things can you take from your background to kind of not teach but impart on these young guys?
You can't win the whole thing in one day, you know, and it feels like this group is bought in to, like, compete for the long run. So walking in the clubhouse and seeing the young guys and seeing how comfortable they are and, you know, not being out of line but being themselves is really encouraging because there's a lot of really young, like, promising talent here.
So your brother is Josh Lowe on the Rays.
Yes.
You guys were teammates in the minors.
We were.
And now you're division rivals. Have you talked about being division rivals now? And are you looking forward to playing him? I think you guys play in September. Have you guys talked about that yet?
Not yet. But I'm sure it'll come up. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Lowe's there, a lot of cousins, aunts and uncles. They usually turn out pretty strong for that. So it's going to be an exciting series.
It's like a crew of Lowe's ready to show up. Did you guys have a lot of family come out to the games when you were teammates?
We did, yeah. Yeah, we had a big party. The first time we played each other in Tampa, both of us got to bring the lineup card out, and we had a really good time. And it turned out nice because we had an off day before, too, so I could go over and hang out with all them. Yeah, it was a really good time.
What's it like being teammates with your literal brother? Like, you don't get a say in this. You're taken by the same team, and you guys get to be teammates for a little bit.
Yeah, it was amazing. You know, I didn't have to pick a roommate in low A because he was my roommate, and then, you know, we got to stay together in the hotel and then stay together at our home stadium, too. We did instructs and two spring trainings together. So it's pretty special for our parents, too. And when Hiya used to be the Florida State League, they would just drive wherever. It's only a matter of a couple hours for them to come down and see us.
How do you balance those emotions? Like, you're in the field, your brother's hitting. You're like, okay, I want to win, but that's my guy. Like,
yeah, he hit a homer to go ahead against us in Texas. And, like, a part of me wanted to trip him and a part of me wanted to high-five him. So it's pretty mixed emotions. Obviously, I'm excited anytime he does well, but not that excited when it's against my team.
Love that. All right, Gordo, our social cues?
Yeah, let's do it. You go first?
Yeah. So aside from baseball, give me something that you consider yourself an expert in.
Expert
or close to an expert, something you know well.
I'm an expert amateur golfer.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not as good as I'd like to be, but I'd like to think I know enough to be considered an expert.
Did you see the new Happy Gilmore movie?
Of course.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. For what it is, it's great.
What was your, yeah, that's a good way to put it. What's yeah. your favorite cameo in that movie? There were a million of them.
Kid Cudi. Yeah. Coming in, busting in at the end. Yeah, that was just totally out of nowhere.
I'm a Guy Fieri guy. That one got
okay,
me
yeah,
going.
That was a good one too.
All right, Gordo.
All right. So one thing that kind of took over this team for a little bit. So we asked guys for their hottest food take. And Roman Anthony said he wanted ketchup exterminated off of the planet.
Wow.
And then Bregman came out and said he also doesn't like ketchup. So first, before I ask you for your hottest food take, I got to know, do you like ketchup?
I do like ketchup.
You like ketchup?
Not in excess, but in like a reasonable amount.
What do you like it on and what's taking it too far?
Hot dogs and hamburgers, french fries for sure. Ketchup on like an egg sandwich is too much for me.
Okay.
Not so steak, right? Eggs. Not on steak.
No. Because, okay. You know, they say it's, you know, disrespectful to the chef and all that stuff.
Yeah. Fully agree.
But if it's overcooked, it needs ketchup.
Fully agree.
I was just on vacation with my family. My dad put ketchup on his eggs, scrambled eggs.
Oh.
I thought that
no,
was
No, that doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. Okay. So what is your hottest food take? Do you have one?
Hot sauce on spaghetti.
Hot sauce
hot
on
sauce
spaghetti?
On hot sauce on spaghetti. Yeah,
is that like...
I don't know. It's just kind of... I feel like you eat enough spaghetti spreads throughout the minor leagues that you wind up putting hot sauce on everything. And after you accidentally dump Tabasco on spaghetti, you realize, like, it's pretty good.
They say it's like if you mix two things you really like, it can't be bad. And I don't know if I subscribe to that, but that's an example right there.
In, like, definitely in small doses.
Yeah.
You just can't overdo it.
All right. Appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome. All right, big shout out to new Red Sox first baseman Nathaniel Lowe for jumping on the pod with the boys, making his Playtessie debut. We're here literally before his first Red Sox start, so he's had... As it stands for us right now, he's had one at-bat, 7-pitch walk. We've not seen him play a full game here with the Red Sox yet. But, I mean, we recorded our last show, and for context here, we got off the pod, and 20 minutes later, the Red Sox signed the guy. We talked about it a little bit, about the possibility of it, because it kind of seemed like, okay, like I know Chris Cotillo had some reporting that kind of made it seem like, okay, the Red Sox are going to try to get this done. You put two and two together. I mean, it made perfect sense, just because... The Red Sox have an opportunity for a guy to play first base at least every day against right-handed pitching, compete for a playoff spot, play in front of a rabid fan base, potentially cement yourself with a good postseason. We've seen guys get big contracts off of big postseasons, big postseason runs. Like, he's had a rough season so far, but that does not mean that heading into free agency, and I know he's controllable for one more year, but he would probably have to go nuts for the Red Sox to tender him a contract worth around $12 million next year. So probably heading into free agency, but that doesn't mean he can't earn a big payday. If he has a big finish to the season here, proves he's still got it, playing in a big market, has big moments. So, yeah, Sammy, your initial reactions on the Nathaniel Lowe signing?
I think I'm kind of towards the far end of the spectrum in terms of what I think this move could be. I love this move. I think Nathaniel Lowe, this is a guy who has been a top 10 first baseman in Major League Baseball for the last three-ish years or so.
Yeah.
He's been a great defender. He's been a doubles machine. He has playoff experience, and in that playoff experience, he has big playoff moments, and he won the World Series with Texas in 2023. Checks all the boxes. The upside is awesome. I'm kind of not shocked, but I'm kind of surprised that Craig Breslow kind of gets a mulligan for acquiring literally no bats at the deadline. This could be one that not changes the lineup, but this is a... like six spot. Good guy to have hit six for you, and I think that's very valuable. He makes the lineup longer, regardless of where he's at.
I
cringe when people say this, but he's got a good swing for Fenway, goes the other way a lot, ideally peppers the monster. And if he doesn't play well, doesn't matter.
That's the key right there. Yeah. There's literally no downside to this, because he's making the prorated league minimum. It's about I'm not going to do the math in my head right now, but probably somewhere around $200,000 $250,000 to finish out the season. Like, Nate Lowe is a guy, no, I'm calling him Nathaniel. Nathaniel Lowe is a guy where if the Red Sox, let's say, got the Nationals to eat 75% of his remaining money and traded him a low-level prospect at the deadline, yeah, we would have all said, yes.
Great.
Works. He can platoon at first with Romy Gonzalez. Yeah. Now, yes, like, I guess, what, 3 weeks or so has passed since the trade deadline, but now you get him, you're paying him practically nothing. You're giving up no prospect capital to get him. And the guy that he's taking over for, Abraham Toro, like, he's had a lot of big moments for the Red Sox, and he kept them afloat when they needed him right after Casas got hurt. So, like, if Abe Toro gets DFA'd at some point, like, it's not with shame. Like, he had a good, productive Red Sox career and saved them.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's been about a month and a half since he's really produced. Mm-hmm. Nathaniel Lowe is he's a guy who's played first base for years, and like you said, the upside is... It's tempting. Like, this is a move that I'm glad they made. It's a move that maybe in the past we've seen them pass up these moves for seemingly no reason, but now it's nice to see them go be aggressive and sell themselves to this guy that, hey, we're the spot, that we're the perfect park for you, we're the perfect atmosphere for you. Everything that DC was, we're the opposite.
Exactly.
And we're gonna help you and you're gonna help us.
And the people who doubt Nate Lowe.
Nathaniel Lowe.
The people who doubt Lowe, they're gonna point to his numbers in 2025. And yes, down year for him. But think about it this way. He was on the Texas Rangers, wins the World Series with them. He's around his prime, first baseman, doubles guy, 30 years old. He's not old in the game. And he gets moved to the Washington Nationals, a team that has no designs on winning. They're not even thinking about it at all. It is full-on rebuild mode in Washington, to the point where they're like considering trading Mackenzie Gore because he only has two and a half years of control. Oh. Does that even fit the window? That's not somewhere that 30-year-old Nathaniel Lowe probably wants to be. Change to Boston. You show up to work, sold out. Last 2 weeks at Fenway, great vibe in the city. It's a team hunting for a playoff spot. The energy here is great. I mean, this feels like 2021 a little bit. So he comes here, totally different atmosphere, like you said, the opposite of Washington, has to help him in some way. There's no science behind it. This is Bradfoe science.
Science would suggest
that good vibes help you play baseball. So I'm excited about this. Like we keep saying, there is no downside at all to it, aside from maybe he doesn't play well, whatever.
Well, that's it. You added upside and you didn't change your floor.
I mean,
you didn't change
your floor,
you changed your ceiling.
It's kind of crazy when you think about it. They may have just lucked into one of the better first basemen in Major League Baseball.
Hopefully.
Because Washington didn't want him. Maybe. Is it likely? I don't know if it's likely.
Well, you can't count on anything more than what he's done, but if he gives you what he's done, that's what you had before.
It wouldn't be crazy if he reverted to a guy with a 110 OPS plus. A guy who's, 110 OPS plus, 100 is average, 110 means you're 10% better.
What was he against righties this year? Is it 104 against righties this year?
I know his OPS was 736 when the Red Sox acquired him against righties. So a little bit above league average, which for him, though, that's not what he's been like over his career. 16 home runs as well, a little bit of pop.
But he's going to be playing against righties. That is where he's going to be. Right now, Romy Gonzalez is going to be platooning at first base with him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll play against the lefties.
I mean, like, Craig Breslow may have gotten a massive mulligan.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't want to, put the cart before the horse or whatever people say?
Yeah, that is it. Put the cart before the horse.
There is a chance that Craig Breslow he lucked into it. There's no other way to say it. He lucked into it. And Nathaniel Lowe.
Well, it's interesting. Looking forward to future deadlines, a guy – Like Nathaniel Lowe fits the mold of a guy who is going to get DFA'd before the September 1st date because he's a guy making a lot of money, and he's a guy that's having a down year, and a guy that's even, I guess he wasn't going to get tendered a contract, but guys who are expiring. Like, not the craziest thing in the world that they DFA'd this guy. Maybe this is kind of the mold for the future, is like, don't trade for these guys. Just wait a few extra weeks and teams will DFA them.
Yeah, you're probably going to see this a lot more with the new rules and everything.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I mean, a guy like him, what is he doing in Washington? He has no reason to be there. Like I said,
not his choice.
He's 30. Yeah, he's just playing baseball. And it's cool because he has reached the top of the mountain. He did win the World Series not too long ago. And he's already like,
big LCS.
I want to get back to that. Let me get back to that. Yeah, he had moments. So, and he's got money. I mean, he's not one of these massive contracts, but on a human level, he's made a lot of money playing baseball. He wants to win. This is the place to do that. So I'm happy for him, happy for the Red Sox. I'm excited as a fan. Good marks from me on this one.
Yeah, and he joined the Play Tessie podcast before he started a single game for the Red Sox.
Yep.
So the music has just started playing.
It's like they're playing us off.
They're playing us off right now. So we're going to wrap this thing up. Appreciate you guys tuning in to Play Tessie, episode 253. We appreciate Nathaniel Lowe for jumping on, making his Play Tessie debut. I almost wish he didn't get that walk last night, because we could have said he said he made his Play Tessie debut before his Red Sox
debut. Close enough. If he does well, it's because he did the interview. If he doesn't do well, not our fault.
But we appreciate him jumping on, and we appreciate you for listening to episode 253. Remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You know the drill. Rate 5 stars. Find us on WEI's YouTube channel. You can subscribe to WEI there. You can find all of our episodes on the Play Tessie playlist there, and hit the thumbs up on those. We really appreciate it. And then we're on all of the socials, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and it's at Play Tessie on all of them. So hit the follow button there. For Sammy, for our guest Nathaniel Lowe, for Joe producing, it's Gordo here. Or I'll be Nathaniel on this, but it's Nathaniel here for Play Tessie episode 253. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.